There's this ancient book where you can read about all kinds of wild stuff, like demons who married human beings and had babies with them, a man who used a stone for a pillow, a baby who had a red thread tied around its hand before it could even be born, a battle that was won because a man held up his arms. You can read about a donkey that spoke. You can read about a giant who had a bed 13 feet long and 6 feet wide. You can read about women who had to shave their heads before marriage, and the sun and moon standing still for a whole day. You can read about a woman who nailed a nail through a man's head and killed him and helped the Israelites win a war. You can read about men who lapped waters like dogs, an army that had 700 left-handed men. You can read about a man whose hair weighed 6.5 pounds at his annual haircut, a man who had 12 fingers and 12 toes, a man who had 700 wives and 300 concubines, a woman whose body was eaten by dogs, a man who had 88 kids, a man who walked around naked as a blue jay for 3 years, a man who tacked an extra 15 years onto his life simply because he prayed. You can read about a harlot who was listed as an ancestor of Jesus Christ, a man who ate bugs, two men who never died and never will. You can read about a man who was king for just 1 week, and then he committed suicide by burning the palace down around him. You can read about newlyweds who are supposed to go on honeymoons for 1 whole year, and a guy whose name was actually Dodo. I'm not suggesting this for a baby name. Now, who doesn't want to read a book like that? I've probably read this particular book 30 times, and it never gets boring. It is so detailed and complicated that every time I read it, something new pops up. Sometimes it makes me laugh, sometimes it makes me cry, and sometimes it makes me mad. I'm sure you've already figured it out that I'm talking about the Bible. The Bible is not shy. It comes right out and tells us how important it is. One passage in particular speaks about how important it is for us to know the Word of God. And I want to do a short little blow-by-blow of Psalm 119, 97 through 104. Verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day." The proof of how much regard we hold for the Bible can be seen in how often our minds reflect upon it. Verse 98, "Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me." The scriptures make us wiser than those who hate us. If we apply the wisdom of scripture, we can throw our enemies off their games because our enemies are not guided by God's commandments. Verse 99, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation." Being educated in the scriptures will make us smarter than book learning. Many ancient Jewish teachers taught what they had never really learned themselves because they were not guided by God's commandments. Verse 100, "I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts." There is hidden ancient wisdom in the Bible, and if we seriously study it, we will understand more about life and the world than our grandparents and our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, and on and on. Some older folks were often not guided by God's commandments and therefore did not understand God or his ways fully. Verses 101 and 102. "I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me." By avoiding the sins that God has outlined for us in his commandments, wisdom will remain in us. If we are guided by God's commandments, we can avoid evil. Verse 103, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." The scriptures are more fulfilling, more satisfying than any food or drink than we can eat. Verse 104, "Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." Scriptural knowledge increases as we study the word and then as we apply it when we understand it. Study of the scriptures fosters a hatred for lies. The key idea in Psalm 119 is this: the scriptures are a perfect guide for life. What is your guide? Your conscience, your heart, your logic? I try to make the Bible my guide. Most of our culture believes that the Bible is irrelevant and it's outdated. And if you follow it, you just show how lame you are. This is why many in our world wander in circles, because they have no compass. Nothing can even touch the Bible as a guide for moral behavior. Nothing. You can tell which society has been guided by the Bible and which ones have not. You can tell which way a society is going to go once they reject the Bible. Every civilization that formed its values around the Bible made progress, and those who didn't, didn't. It was this book that guided the founding fathers of the United States, including those who are defined as deists. It was this book that formed the foundational values of every major American university. It is this book from which every morally great American got his or her values. It was this book that gave humanity the Ten Commandments, the greatest moral code ever written. It not only laid out the essential moral rules for society, it announced that there was a creator, and he demanded that we comply with his rules, and he judges us when we don't. The Bible gave us that great granddaddy of all moral codes: love your neighbor as yourself. It taught us to remember that all human beings are created equal, no matter what race, ethnicity, nationality, or gender, for we are all created in the image of God. This book taught us that human sacrifice is an abomination. This book desexualized God while every other god was busy hopping into bed with other gods and humans. This book alone prompted the idea that slavery was evil. It was the people who studied this book who led the only crusade in the world against slavery. It was this book that legislated that once a slave has escaped, it cannot be returned to its owner. It banned kidnapping slaves in the Ten Commandments. Stealing people, also known as kidnapping, was the best way to get slaves. Thou shalt not steal was primarily a ban on stealing humans and secondarily a ban on stealing property. Without this book, there would not have been a Western civilization or Western science or the great medicine that we have or human rights that we have or even the United States of America, which is the freest, most prosperous, most opportunity-filled society ever formed. We are kidding ourselves if we think we are going to survive the abandonment of these ideals. We won't survive as a decent society without the Bible or without consulting it for moral guidance and wisdom. It is from this book that we get the idea that we cannot trust our hearts for guidance. Our hearts are pulled in many different directions, but God's law is consistent. If not from the Bible, from where should people get their values and morals? Well, not the university, and not television, and certainly not the media or the internet. These have been wrong on almost every question about good and evil in this generation. These have caused utter moral confusion. None of these can be counted on for moral guidance in this life or the life to come. Most people who do not count the Bible as their guide for life will answer the question, "What guides you?" They will say that their feelings guide them. We live in the age of feelings. An entire generation of Americans has been raised to listen to their hearts to decide what is right and what is wrong. Those who study the Bible know we cannot trust the heart. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Universities, the media, the internet, and television, they all tell us to be guided by our feelings and thus ignore what the Bible tells us. When we are guided by our feelings, we make very poor moral choices for ourselves and our society. Relying on the heart alone produces very flawed personal and social policies. Our hearts often tell us what we want to hear instead of the truth. We all yearn for clear directions on how to live our lives. And there is a place where you can find that. There is a place where you can find the basic information you need to thrive in this modern world. There is a place where you can find clear information for ethical direction. The Apostle Paul wrote this: "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the person of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Page 256 in The Rise and Fall of the Bible, The Unexpected History of an Accidental Book, says this: "The Bible is the go-to book for any serious question we might have, from sex, drugs, rock and roll, to heaven, hell, and why bad things happen to good people. The Bible is God's book of answers, which, if opened, read rightly, would speak directly with concrete, divinely authored advice about life and how to live it." You might be surprised to hear that most people believe this deep down in their hearts. In fact, a recent poll says 65% of all Americans believe the Bible answers all or most of the basic questions in life. Yet these same Americans are ignorant of what is actually in the Bible. More than 80% of Christians still believe the statement, "God helps those who help themselves," is a Bible verse. It's not. I personally know people who believe the book, The Da Vinci Code, contains truth in it that is equal to the Bible. I actually got in a fight with somebody who read this book and said, "Oh, I didn't know Jesus was married and that he had an heir who lived in France." I said, "Huh? Where'd you get that from?" And she said, "The Da Vinci Code." And I'm like, "Oy, chihuahua, honestly." I had to open up The Da Vinci Code right in front of her face and tell her, "It's a work of fiction. There's no biblical truth in this book. It says, the copyright says this, all the characters and events in this book are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual people, living or dead, is purely coincidental." Yeah, you gotta read it to find out what's in it. We all know that sometimes GPS doesn't have the dimmest, dullest notion of where we are and where we should turn. Wrong turn cases make headlines when drivers follow directions into lakes, decrepit roads, or into inclement weather. The rangers at Death Valley National Park call these events death by GPS. In 2010, Lauren Rosenberg wanted to go for a stroll in Park City, Utah. So she consulted her GPS application on her smartphone, and it suggested that she walk along Utah State Route 224. Unfortunately, that particular road is a busy highway and it has no sidewalks. So she was struck by a passing car and suffered brain damage. I guess if Miss Rosenberg's mother never told her that if somebody told her to jump off the bridge, she didn't really have to. I'm picking on Miss Rosenberg to make a point. So many people go through life being guided by that faulty device called the heart, and they keep getting run over again and again by life. If they would just allow the Bible to be their guide. It has been estimated that there are as many as 560 million GPS devices in the world that are being used today. I don't mean to pop your bubble, but GPS is not foolproof. GPS devices receive a combination of signals from a network of satellites and ground stations to figure out where you are and where you want to go. The information is overlaid onto maps that are stored on your device. It doesn't matter how much you pay for that silly thing. Your maps are only as good as the satellite network and its map data. Satellite signals are not 100% accurate. They can't really pinpoint your precise location. They can only get within 164 to 328 feet of where you actually are. GPS maps go out of date very rapidly, and that's because every year roads change as much as 40%. So there are new roads, closed roads, lane changes, and these changes don't make it onto your GPS system. You either have to buy a new GPS or pay to update it. Even if you think your GPS is accurate, its accuracy is at the mercy of its satellite network. The satellite network can go flutsy-wutsy, and that's a scientific term. It can go bad under certain disturbances. When a satellite isn't able to transmit its position, an orbital error occurs. Tall buildings, dense foliage, mountains, even reflective objects can cause it to malfunction. The Bible, if correctly interpreted and studied, never malfunctions. Nothing can interfere with it to distort its message. You want to know how to get to heaven? Key in Matthew 7:14 into the holy GPS system, and we see that we need to go through the small gate and take the narrow road. Do you want to calm your troubled mind? Key Philippians 4 into the holy GPS system, and we can see this. Let your requests be made known to God, and whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. You want to find healing for a troubled relationship? Key Mark 11:25 into the holy GPS system. And we will see that as we stand praying, we should forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. There is only one way we are going to be guided by this holy GPS system, this book, this thing called the Word of God, and that's to open it and to personally study it. We often think to ourselves, boy, wouldn't it be great if God would just speak to me? Well, He does. He speaks to us in this amazing ancient book. All we have to do is open it up. It's not like a seashell that you can hold to your ear and hear anything coming out of it. It's not meant to just put on your coffee table at home, although Bibles do look pretty good on coffee tables. You can't put it under your pillow at night and learn its contents through osmosis. Just like you have to crack open eggs to make an omelet, you have to crack open the Bible to get any benefit from it. Today, I encourage you, read your Bible. And if you don't have one, I got a library full of them. I'd be happy to give you one. Read the Bible, my friends. It is the perfect moral guide. It will guide us through our lives, and it will help us guide our families through their lives as well.